Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier, and this is the Power Lunch. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule today to join me for a few minutes to talk about what's happening here at the Power Is Now, and also some things that are happening just in the world. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, my name is Eric Frazier. I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. And I'm the broker of The Power Is Now Real Estate Services and The Power Is Now Mortgage Services. My license number as a real estate broker is 01143484. I'm licensed only in the state of California. And my license number as a mortgage broker is NMLS, license number 461807. The Power Is Now is licensed to do business only in the state of California. And as a real estate company, the license number is 1980407. 1980407 for the Power Is Now Inc. Providing real estate services. And for the company, for its mortgage services concern, our license number is 1435243. Again, that's the license as a mortgage brokerage, the Power Is Now Mortgage Services. Again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join me today. And I certainly hope that you had a wonderful MLK Day, Martin Luther King's birthday. And when I think about Martin Luther King, I really think about a great man who inspired us all, who inspired this nation to do the right thing. And I don't know about you, but I enjoy every year, and not only the celebration of his birthday and all the festivities that go on, but also what's coming after that. And in the month of February is Black History Month. And really looking at the contributions that have been made by African Americans to this country, beginning with, you know, I mean, geez, we can go back all the way to Harriet Tubman and even further back than that. But the great contributions made by African American men and women to make this country what it is, an incredible country, a great country, makes me proud to be an American. You know, what I wanted to do before we got into our subject matter today, our topics of the day, I wanted to share just a few quotes from Martin Luther King and just in honor of his birthday. So many great quotes from Dr. King. I mean, you could read from his messages and sermons and speeches and his quotes. It could be an entire day of really considering the impact that he's had and the power of his words. Here's a quote from Dr. King. He says, "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daylight of peace and brotherhood can never be a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word." Here's another one, which is one of my favorite. He said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Let's see here. Here's another one. He said that we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. And let's see here, one more great quote from Dr. King. Oh, here it is. "Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality." Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm really thankful that God raised up a man like him to help get this country on the right path. We still have a long ways to go, but I believe that we will get there. And one way we can get there by definitely voting and by protesting and by being engaged in the political process, I believe ultimately that is the key to, you know, having a democracy in a world in which we can all live in peace and harmony and work together. All right. So I don't know about you, but if you participated in a Martin Luther King event, please let me know. Let me know in the chat room. If you were in somehow engaged in the Martin Luther King event over the weekend, I would love to hear about it and just share, you know, what's happening with you as it relates to your celebration and your memory and your participation, that is, of the Dr. King holiday and event. Now, the Power Is Now has a lot going on, and I'm excited about 2018. I really am. 2018 marks the beginning of the Power Is Now escrow services. And our power lunch last week, we had an opportunity to interview Shalonda Pilgrim, who is our escrow operations manager. And we're very happy she's on our team. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some great things take place with Shalonda. And in addition to that, we've had a number of new team members join us. And you can find many of them in our magazine. In fact, go to thepowersnow.com and click on the magazine, and you'll see what's going on, folks. You'll see our great magazine, which we produce every single month, and some great articles and great people that participate and make it happen. From social media to our writers, it's really a great magazine. A lot of great information. Hey, Shanika, you know what? I've been getting your calls. I'm definitely going to call you back today. You have my promise. Hey, Kim Ellis, thank you for joining today. So for those of you who are live with me, please share the link and invite others to join us as we talk about what's happening in the world today, and particularly in the Power Is Now world. In the state of California, as you may be aware, there's been a lot of new laws. These laws affect both real estate agents and consumers, really just about anyone in business. We have full-time employees here at the Power Is Now, and I was struck by some of the changes that have taken place with hiring. This is effective the first of the year, January. A prospective employer would no longer be able to decide how much money to offer you by asking what you made in your last job. And this is under Assembly Bill 168. The salary history of a job applicant can only be disclosed voluntarily. And supporters of the law say that it will help women close the gender pay gap. Assembly Bill 1008 aims to improve employment prospects for formerly incarcerated job seekers. And so by banning the box on the applications that ask about criminal conviction history. So those are two big deals right there, right? So you can't ask about salary history and you can't ask about criminal conviction history. This builds on the 2013 law for public employment in California. So now it expands to private companies. Interesting. And then elections. There's a new era in voting in California. You know, I used to like going to the various places, schools and churches, and getting into that little ballot booth. But those days looks like they're coming to an end. Senate Bill 450, which passed in 2016, does away with neighborhood polling places and replaces them with elections conducted primarily by mail. And so this is pretty interesting. I now will start voting by mail. And in fact, one way to ensure that you vote is to do a mail-in ballot, because sometimes things can happen to prevent you from getting to the polling place in time. And so under the system, there'll be drop-off locations up to 4 weeks before the election date, and temporary regional voting centers will be open 10 days ahead to register to vote and to accept ballots. So something to look at for the next election coming up. Now, again, as an employer employing full-time employees, I'm concerned about the Job Leave Act. So this is under Senate Bill 63. Nearly 2.8 million workers at small businesses between 20 to 49 employees are now guaranteed up to 12 weeks of unpaid parental leave within the first year of their child's birth, adoption, or foster care placement. So 12 weeks of guaranteed leave. And that's a big deal. It's a big impact to employers who will have to find a way to do without these employees for that period of time. But it will have an impact. I think at the same time is a good thing. I mean, I have four daughters. Being able to have time to bond with your children, I think is important. Let's see here. It also, Assembly Bill 908 also boosts state compensation for workers taking paid leave to temporary care centers for family members. 6% of their regular wages from 55% and up to 70% for the lowest earners. So state compensation for workers taking leave to temporarily care for a family member. Now, as we all know, marijuana is now legal in California. And I tell you, I have my concerns about that. I do not participate in marijuana. I've never have. And now that it's legal, you know, I wonder, just how is this going to play out in the workplace? Like, would I want a real estate agent showing a client property and they smell like they've been smoking weed? I'm not sure if I would want that. Would I want, someone in processing loans or packaging loans that's participating in this, in marijuana, you know, smoking marijuana? The fact of the matter is, I can't do anything about it. It's legal for them to have it. But I believe that there's going to be some more changes to affect how employees. I was watching the news the other night. This guy was an ambulance driver, and not an ambulance driver. He was actually an EMT, and he was in a store down in Los Angeles buying weed, and he was just open about it. Yes, I mean, would I want an EMT working on me that's been smoking weed? Now, he says he doesn't do it while he's on the job, but will that have an impact on him over time? And will he be, you know, careful all the time not to have been called into work and having to, you know, help save lives? So these laws, these things that have come into play are going to have an impact on society and on real estate and safety, and we just have to wait and see. Immigration, Senate Bill 54, arguably the most controversial new law of 2018, makes California a sanctuary state and a rebuke to President Trump's plan to ramp up deportations of undocumented immigrants. And so it limits the ability of the state and local police to cooperate with the federal immigration enforcement. Officers cannot inquire about someone's immigration status or detain them on a hold request from the federal government unless they have been convicted of one or more than 800 crimes. One or more of 800 crimes. So, I have to take a look and see what those sort of crimes are. Also, and Assembly Bill 291, which prohibits landlords from reporting their undocumented renters, and Senate Bill 257, which allows students whose parents are deported to continue attending California schools, and Assembly Bill 450, which bans employers from cooperating or allowing immigration enforcement raids at their work sites without a court order. So immigration, I tell you, it's coming. We need a comprehensive immigration policy. The federal government won't do anything about it, so the states are taking control of the situation. And, you know, something has to be done. And I believe everyone has a great argument. I have no position that I'm going to state at this time, other than this is the law, and we need to abide by the law.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future. Your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com. Because we care. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now radio today and multiply your media exposure now. Thepowerisnow.com, bringing out the superstar in you. Welcome back to The Power Is Now, and your host, Eric Frazier.
Minimum wage. California lowest earners are in for a raise. A minimum wage increased by 50 cents to $11 per hour for workers at companies with at least 26 employees, and $10.50 for those at smaller firms. And so they're predicting that the minimum wage will reach $15 by 2022 for large companies and 2023 for all workers. So there's a lot happening, and I'm going to stop there, from schools to tuition, college tuitions to gender. Oh, my goodness. Let me cover that one. California continues to ease the process for transgender people to get updated identification documents. Senate Bill 197 removes the requirements that they have undergone any treatment before applying with the state to change the gender on their birth certificate. It also adds a non-binary option for those who do not identify as either male or female, which will be available on driver's licenses starting in 2019. And so, interesting, I just never knew that this was such an issue. Over the last 10 years, gender identity has really taken front stage in the world and in society. And there are many people who are really going through this challenge and then, you know, trying to assimilate openly. This reminds me of what took place with the whole gay issue, right? And becoming accepted, it becoming the norm in society. And so now transgender is on their way to becoming what we all would consider normal and accepted in society. Some are going to like it. Some are not going to like it. But it is the law. Well, folks, those are some of the things happening. This is the middle of January. We're 2 weeks into the new year. And already we're having to really address a lot of things, that are happening that will affect us. And, you know, real estate, the business of real estate is more than just selling real estate. It is. It's being involved in people's lives. It's knowing what's going on with people. It's really being on the front line of all the changes that are taking place in society, especially for those of us who are managing property, selling real estate, leasing property. It doesn't matter. You're going to go into contact and then you're going to be, you know, front and center with applying good judgment as you are facing various situations, some of which we've covered in the updates for the law. Okay, the other thing that I want to talk about here is our magazine again. If you go to a magazine, you're going to find some new agents covering the Powers Now, covering areas for the Powers Now. If you're interested in getting supported, I'm talking about building your brand online. The Powers Now is providing great support in that area. from radio interviews for The Power Is Now Radio, which this show will be rebroadcast on Blog Talk Radio, as well as the magazine and social media management and video. If you're really looking to grow your brand online, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Who are you, right? Who are you? What is your brand? I believe that we are making great strides in helping our agents to not only build their brand, but as a result of building their brand online, becoming and making it easier for them to get business, to generate business, to work with people, and for people to get to know who they are. So please check out the Power Is Now magazine. It's on our website, powersnow.com. Read the articles and check out some of the new agents who have joined our team. And while you are there, check out the Power Is Now events. We have four events happening in the month of January. And in fact, I'm going to be taking off in just a couple of days to Richmond, California. If you go to the Power Is Now under events, you'll see the workshops that we have planned. We'll be conducting a first-time homebuyer workshop January 18th at Fisher Realtors. And the information is on the website under events. Fisher Realtors, and I believe it starts around 7 o'clock in the evening. And then on the 19th, we'll be at Stockton at Eastside Church of God in Christ. And this is our second time coming back to Eastside Church of God in Christ, and we're looking forward to joining them there in the evening as well, talking about zero down, very little money down, how to buy a four-unit property, you name it. We're going to get into the details and answer questions about the home buying process. So, okay, so if you know anyone in Richmond or in the Northern California area, know anyone in Stockton or in the Northern California area, please let them know that we will be there, yours truly, and I will be providing great information to help them understand what it takes to buy a home. And then in Oakland, we'll be at Church of All Faiths. And I think this is like our fourth or fifth seminar at Church of All Faiths. And that's going to be January 20th, and I believe that's in the afternoon. So please come and participate. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. And, of course, we want to encourage all of our agents who are working with us in Northern California to send their clients, anyone that is they're currently engaged with in the process. Well, you just can't get enough information. You really can't, about the home buying process and about what's going on in the market area. And we cover all of that as well. And then we'll end the year, not the year, but the month, on the 28th at the in Yorba Linda with Black and Orange. It's a social group in Orange County. And we'll be definitely having a great time talking about how to buy a four-unit property in Orange County using FHA and other strategies. And so that's January 28th, Orange County Home Buyers Workshop in Yorba Linda. Please go to thepowersnow.com and you'll find it under events on the menu bar. Tonight at 7:30, I will be talking about the state of housing for minorities. So our 7 o'clock. So every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, from 7 to about 8:30 at the latest, we talk about various programs and information. Last week, I talked about the FHA 203B, which is a very low down payment program, but I really focused on people with FICO scores in the low 500s. And you don't know, but you may not know, but you can buy a home FHA with FICO scores as low as 500. The ideal number, we like to be around in between 550, but it can be as low as 500 FHA. Now, your down payment has to be a minimum of 10% down. And when you have FICO scores below 580, that 580 and below, you need 10% down. But it's a much better program than a subprime or a non-prime program, which may require even more down and a much higher interest rate. So we'll be talking about tonight the state of housing. I will be touching on our flagship programs, our zero down payment program called Home Secure. And if you want more information about that, go to thepowersnow.com, look under services, and you'll see mortgage programs under services. And you'll find a flyer for our home secure program with all the details there. I'll be talking about zero down, 3.5% down, 1% down. In addition to that, the state of housing for minorities, particularly here in California and also throughout the country. So that's the topic tonight, the state of housing for minorities at 7 p.m. Now, if you are a real estate professional, please plug in to what we're doing. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I am covering everything. I mean, from 1%, 3%, FHA, VA, non-prime, private equity, the power budget, and tonight, the state of housing for minorities. All right. Let me see here. The last thing on our agenda for the Power Lunch is our marketing session. And we'll be conducting a marketing session on this Thursday. And I believe it's going to be at 12:30. 12:30 right here on Facebook Live. If you are a listing agent and you have a property you would like to get sold, especially if it's been on the market more than 30 days, you may need some help. Let us help you here. We're doing a live marketing session every Thursday from 12:30 to about 1:30. And it's open to any listing agent. So just reach out to me, drop me an email, download zoom.us, zoom.us to your computer. Get familiar with the platform because that's what you'll use. You'll jump on your Zoom. We'll plug you into the Facebook Live and we'll talk about your listing. And you can talk about as many as 2 to 3 listings, depending on how many people that are going to participate. It could be one. It could be more than one. So, of course, first come, first serve. So if you would like to participate in the marketing session, please join us this Thursday at 12:30. Drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. Now, if you have any questions about anything that's going on at The Power Is Now, please, you can ask those questions in the Facebook chat area here. Be happy to answer those questions. And you can also drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. If you are interested in becoming a real estate agent, you don't have your license and you would like to sell real estate, please reach out to me at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. Also, if you would like to learn more about what The Power Is Now has to offer, please go to careers on our website, thepowerisnow.com. Right there in the menu, look under careers, and you'll see everything. The positions that we have available, our compensation plan, all the marketing that we do for our agents to support our agents. Everything is right there on thepowerisnow.com under careers. All right. I believe that covers the Power Lunch. Hope you're having a wonderful lunch. Please reach out to me if we could be of assistance. If you are looking to buy or sell, or you're looking to refinance, pull out cash, or you need to get pre-approved for a home loan, reach out to us. You can actually schedule an appointment with me directly on our website. Our live chat room is there right at thepowerisnow.com. My calendar is there to schedule a meeting to talk with me right there at thepowerisnow.com. Just about everything you need is where? At thepowerisnow.com. Well, folks, I certainly want to wish you a great day today. Enjoy the rest of the day. And I hope to see you this evening at 7 o'clock right here on Facebook Live, thepowerisnow.com and facebook.com/thepowerisnow. But remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful day. See you soon. See you tonight on The Power Is Now.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.